Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning. It is Thursday, April 8th. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. I'm joined right now by Andrew Ivins, national analyst at 24/7 Sports, does a little bit of everything, a lot of recruiting, a little college football. Andrew's here today to talk to us about the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Andrew, you were telling me before we press record that that's the correct pronunciation. And you were Googling that earlier. Chanticleers.
Yeah, Sean with an S-H-O-N. That is correct. I didn't know that, actually, until I talked to someone at Coastal Carolina a few days ago. That was kind of an eye-opener for me, but turns out they were not lying to me.
Yeah, I learned a lot about Coastal Carolina last year. You know, they kind of went from outside my periphery to, you know, you kind of know they exist. You know, they got a baseball team, cool colors, all that stuff. But the fact that they went 11-1 and 8-0 in the Sun Belt, and as you're going to tell us today, are capitalizing on that great season with a pretty remarkable recruiting class for them. That's, I think we're all learning a little bit about Jamie Chadwell's program. Before we get going, we've got Masters Week, Andrew, and it's Thursday, so Masters is starting, and that means CBS Sports HQ is your home for round-the-clock coverage from Augusta. That includes tournament picks, round-by-round matchups, highlights, leaderboard updates, and we even have our pal from the First Cut podcast, Kyle Porter, on site providing up-to-the-minute updates, so you'll know everything there is to know from Augusta. If you're wondering what CBS Sports HQ is, it's our 24/7, 365 days a year sports network. How do you get it? It's easy. And it's free. Just go to CBSSports.com, the CBS Sports mobile app, or fire up the CBS Sports app on your connected TV and watch yourself become the most in-the-know sports fan on your group text. And of course, Andrew was recently on CBS Sports HQ talking about a big-time commitment. So I'm sure you enjoyed that plug, Andrew. And I think, didn't Dustin Johnson? Yeah, Coastal Carolina. Perfect. What a great day to talk about the Chanticleers. So Andrew, tell me, the 2021 class ranked 81st nationally, which that's whatever, but it's third in the Sun Belt, which is really the important context to know. And then the 2022 class is 59th nationally, which is incredible, and first in the Sun Belt. I mean, this is pretty good proof that what happens on the field matters in the recruiting war room.
Yeah, I mean, Trey, this was Coastal Carolina, in my eyes, was the Cinderella of the 2020 season. I mean, College Game Day was in Myrtle Beach. There was that epic game against Zach Wilson in BYU, and they won. So they really put themselves on the map. And I think they're an interesting case study, kind of, okay, you know, grab headlines. How does that apply on the recruiting trail? And it seems like just that national exposure, getting the brand out there, has gotten them in front of the eyes of some recruits that maybe they wouldn't have in the past. I was talking with some people inside the program, and they said that, like, they feel like they have gotten access to a recruit they wouldn't have had access to in the past, and it's starting to pay off. They picked up two big commitments recently down here in my neck of the woods out of the Sunshine State, and Ryan Black, a wide receiver, and then Gerard Cameron, a cornerback. And both these kids had Power 5 offers. I mean, Mississippi State had offered Ryan Black like just a few days ago, and he goes ahead and he commits to Coastal Carolina. So it's impressive, and you know, we'll see how good this class can get. But I mean, it just shows what a good season can do for you on the recruiting front. And look, man, they're 59th in the country right now. Who knows how high they'll get? But right now, they got a better recruiting class than schools like Miami, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Indiana, and all those teams won some games in 2020 as well.
I guess it's worth noting that it's still a small class, but, and it's also, this is curious to me, Andrew, and maybe it's just our, you know, that time of the year in our database, but they're only one of two Sun Belt schools with any commits. Appalachian State is the other. So, I mean, we'll see how that, it's hard to keep an eye on that, right? Like, I think that's to your point. Like, the other Sun Belt schools maybe they're like lurking in silence with some of these commits, probably unranked guys. To see Coastal Carolina, to see any Sunbelt school, but Coastal Carolina for this sake, and you know, Louisiana is of course in the mix with Billy Napier, to see those guys get top 1,000 recruits. A casual frequent listener to this podcast doesn't care about a top 1,000 recruit, because it's likely that they found us because they're a massive college football fan of a Georgia or a Miami or a Texas or whatever. And like, they're used to, you know, hey, I want a top 100 recruit. But that's just like, I mean, Andrew, that's just a different league than a Sunbelt school is used to when you're getting guys who are in the mid 80s.
It is. And, you know, those guys are maybe rotational players at the Power Five level at some of those lower Power Five schools. But when you go to the Sun Belt, they can kind of be your guys. And the NFL draft's coming up in a few weeks. And it's not just the Georgia and the Alabama and the Clemson and the LSU kid. You know, they're not the only ones that are going to have people drafted. You're going to see some guys from all different levels get selected. And I think, you know, is Ryan Black going to be an NFL guy? I don't know. But at one point, we were tracking him to end up at a Power Five school. So that's a massive get for Coastal Carolina. I also think what's really interesting, just again, talking with some of the people at Coastal Carolina, is, you know, now that you have access to recruits that you didn't have before, you have to kind of still keep the same mindset that you had coming into this whole thing. I was talking to someone in the recruiting office, and they pointed out, they're like, you know, it's easy to get wide-eyed and start chasing after some of those other recruits. But at the end of the day, what they want to do is get guys that want to be at Coastal Carolina. So I thought that was pretty interesting to note. I mean, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, you can get maybe with some of the prettier girls at the dance, but at the same time, you got to know what league you're in and not waste a ton of resources. And I think that's what Jamie Chadwell wants to do at Coastal Carolina. They want to build the program the right way and get guys to graduate. So I thought that was a pretty interesting nugget as well, just in terms of, I don't know about you, Trey, but if you ever played the NCAA video game, you take one of these smaller schools and you know, you're all of a sudden recruiting 4 and 5 stars at Coastal Carolina. I think the staff there knows that's not realistic, but they do think they're going to be able to put together what should be the best recruiting class in program history.
What sort of recruiting base are they tapping into? You mentioned the type of players they're going for. And of course, they run a very funky, unique offensive scheme that I would imagine if I'm a recruit, I would love to play in, Andrew. But is this a Florida? I would imagine they're going to do their work in the Carolinas. I see they have someone, one of the aforementioned top 1,000 recruits is Dontrell Jackson, a dual threat quarterback, 3-star from Chicago, Illinois. Is that probably as far as they're going to get? What are you hearing?
So the bread and butter is always going to be South Carolina for Coastal Carolina. But the staff that Jamie Chadwell has in place has a lot of ties to Florida. They got some ties to Georgia. So I think they're going to be their two other territories. And then they're going to go national for a quarterback. And you mentioned Dontrell Jackson out of the Chicago area. He's a kid who actually they got involved with once they were in, not the college football playoff conversation, but once, you know, they're being featured on College Football Live and talked about that, they said that a decision was made to kind of, hey, this is the guy we want. We think we can get him. And they actually got him to fly into Myrtle Beach and attend a game at the stadium there. And that's another interesting thing. You know, Myrtle Beach is kind of a vacation town. And I know I recently was there for a 7-on-7 tournament. Like, I got a direct flight out of Fort Lauderdale into there. And there's other cities that fly directly in there. So I think that makes it a little unique for Coastal Carolina, as opposed to maybe some of these other schools in the Sun Belt Conference. You know, Lafayette, Louisiana isn't exactly accessible. Ruston, Louisiana isn't accessible either. So I think that works for them. But at the end of the day, they want to keep local kids home. And then they're going to go and try to maybe get a quarterback or a tight end, some of those premium positions outside of state borders. And hey, man, when you're winning, it's a lot easier to get that conversation and get that player on FaceTime.
This might be putting you on the spot. So if Coastal Carolina is rising up and getting recruits it doesn't usually get, the college football food chain would dictate that means someone else is going to be hurting a little bit for that. You mentioned Ryan Black was maybe interested in Mississippi State, had an offer from there. Like, obviously Mississippi State isn't the school that gets harmed the most by Coastal Carolina recruiting well and being good. But Andrew, is it one of its Sun Belt rivals? Is it Louisiana? Is it Appalachian State? Because that's, you know, it's a different Carolina, but that's kind of like the same neck of the woods. And you're only going to get so much G5 airspace out there, right? It's Clemson and then it's South Carolina. that would, to me, be the school that is digging its heels in a little bit right now and a little bit scared of what Coastal Carolina could become.
That's a good point. I would argue it's probably more of your Georgia State, your Georgia Southern, the schools like USF and FAU and FIU in the state of Florida. Look, man, there's schools from around the country that want to come down into the Sunshine State every year and grab what they can. And there's only a certain amount of kids that can go around. So if you're an FAU or an FIU, traditionally those two programs have had to pick from the leftovers. I mean, if Illinois comes and offers one of these kids, most of the time those kids are going to go play big time football or what they would consider big time football. So now if Coastal Carolina is coming down into South Florida, Central Florida, even northern parts of Florida, and poaching a kid who that maybe, you know, who could play at different levels, I think that's where that starts to hurt, to be honest with you. I think that's where you see the impact. And I mean, we'll see. Who knows? Maybe Ryan Black was a kid that was potentially going to go to a Mississippi State, but he just kind of jumped at the bit at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, and of course, we'll have to see. I mean, you know better than I do that it's a long process to the early signing period in December. But along those lines, as we wrap this up, Jamie Chadwell was a rather hot coaching commodity name during the carousel, and was linked to Vanderbilt and Tennessee and all these other possible openings, South Carolina, the Gamecocks for sure. He signed a 7-year contract extension, and the terms of the deal have not been disclosed. He's going to make more money than any other coach in the Sun Belt. I think that's significant considering Billy Napier is also coaching in the Sun Belt. But, and look, it, like the buyout, if a big school wants Jamie Chadwell, they can go get Jamie Chadwell. But Andrew, when you were doing some due diligence for this podcast and reaching out to your Coastal Carolina sources, I would imagine like this is home for them. This is, look, they got through the great dream season. They got through all the coaching rumors, really not even so much as rumors. Like Jamie Chadwell told our Chris Hummer at 24/7 Sports, he's like, coaching in the SEC is my dream. But he got this contract extension. He got a raise. I would imagine he's going to at least settle in for the next few years.
Yeah, we'll see, man. You know, it'll be interesting to revisit this podcast or have this conversation maybe a year from now, 2 years from now. By all accounts, I think he's made it pretty clear he wants to stay at Coastal Carolina. I mean, they went from 5-7 to, what was it, 10-1, 11-1. I mean, that's an impressive turnaround. And look, the fact that we're shining the light on his recruiting ability, his staff's recruiting ability, could only even raise the profile a little bit and make him more of a wanted man once that coaching carousel hits. I mean, there's always going to be changes in the SEC. You know, who knows if a school like Virginia Tech were to go after him, which is kind of right up the road. So it'll be interesting. But yes, it seems like, you know, again, just kind of communicating with some of the people there at Coastal Carolina, they want to build this thing the right way. Like I said, I mean, I don't even think they were a team that was all that active in the transfer portal. They're more about developing their guys. So it's a bit of a different approach at the Group of Five level. And I'm really interested to see how it pans out.
I'm flattered that you would consider the College Football Daily to be a tastemaker when it comes to helping to raise the profile and the desirability of coaching candidates and maybe the Jamie Chadwells of the world. You know, if we do an episode on your school, you know, throw us a little of that new extension dough. Andrew Ivins, thanks for joining us. Follow Andrew on Twitter @Andrew_Ivins. He is one of the best at 24/7. Andrew, sit tight because I don't want to end this recording and I have one more plug to do. So just hold on 2 seconds, take a drink of your water. As you all know, we're attempting to hit every single Power Five school and a few Group of Five schools, just like we did with Coastal Carolina this offseason. We are almost halfway there. And in case you missed your favorite team, don't worry. Just go to Spotify and search for the playlist Across the Country with the College Football Daily and find every episode we've done on all the individual schools: Texas, LSU, Clemson, Nebraska, Auburn, Tennessee, Coastal Carolina with Andrew Ivins. And we'll probably get you back on to do another one of these schools, Andrew. Maybe Miami, maybe somebody else. I kind of like to see you stretch your legs and dial into sources at Coastal Carolina. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate our producer, Lance Glenn, for putting this together. My name's Trey Scott. Everyone have a great Thursday. We'll talk to y'all on Friday for the next edition of the College Football Daily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.